कट नहीं जाती, साल कट जाता है थोड़ा सा और बाकी बहुत सुंदर है। वेरी गुड, यू शुड लर्न दैट ये कभी राग टूट न जाए, बेताल न हो जाए और सब ठीक, बहुत सुंदर। इसको फिर से कल से अभ्यास करना, एक जगह दूसरी जगह गाना, एक तो फिर उसका भी 2 मिनट है। देन दैट वॉज फॉल्विंग, वाई नॉट ही वॉज अटैच टू हिज सन, बिकॉज ही वॉन्टेड टू इनिशिएट दैट वॉर and to proclaim he wanted to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is so high class of thing. It is the essence of whole Veda, Upanishad, Purana, Shastra, Mahabharata, Ramayana and everything. Which is in Bhagavat is not in anywhere, and anywhere it is anything, it is must be in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigam kalpatarur galitang phalam सुखमुखादमृत दर्वसंयुतम पिबत भागवतम रसमालयम मुहुर् भूमि भाव। वी विल एक्सप्लेन इट अफ्टरवर्ड, बट आई एम गोइंग टू। सो श्रीमद भागवत इज लाइक एसेंस ऑफ होल श्रीमद वेद एंड उपनिषद। गीता इज ओनली एसेंस ऑफ उपनिषद, सर्व उपनिषदो गाओ, दैट ऑल दी उपनिषद आर लाइक काउ एंड मिल्क इज श्रीमद भागवत गीता एंड कृष्ण इज मिल्क मैन एंड बस कॉफी इज अर्जुन एंड इट इज नॉट फॉर ओनली अर्जुन फॉर होल वर्ल्ड दैट मिल्क, बट श्रीमद भागवत इज एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द वेदास इंक्लूडिंग महाभारत गीता एंड ऑल दी एसेंस ऑफ ऑल। गीता इज नॉट रस, बट श्रीमद भागवत इज रस। निगम कल्प तो गलितंग रसम, वेदाज आर लाइक ट्री, द रस इज देयर बट वी कैन नॉट टेस्ट। इफ यू आर चूसिंग ओके सॉकिंग द रूट ऑफ ट्रीज ऑफ मैंगो, यू आर सॉकिंग ब्रांचेस, you are sucking flowers, you cannot have that. If you are taking fruits of mangoes, green, not matured, rust will not come. Then you will feel the ripen, and any parrot will smell and give his touch by his mouth, or not all, it should be ripened so much, then itself coming from its branch, even in touch of air or without, when it will arrive, it will come. Then it will be so sweet and we can taste. So we cannot take it, this rust, from the trees like Kalpavriksha, Vedas, Upanishadas, Puran, even to Gita, that rust will not come. When it will come in the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, who was he? He was associates of Radhika and Krishna. So it will be more sweeter. So Sukadeva Goswami, he thought that Sukadeva Goswami is so qualified person in this whole world. I should make him study Srimad Bhagavatam. He should hear. I am not searching anyone in this world who is qualified to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was doing like ocean, ocean, ocean. But trees were echoing. When he went some distance, some very beautiful Gandharvas, wives of Gandharvas, they were playing in the water, any pond, good pond. So many lotus were there, so fragrant air was blowing. And they were naked and they were playing to each other, doing water like this. And in the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami passed. They never looked after him. They were playing. But when that day, being aged so much, 200 years, 300, becomes some old, so much white beard and long hair, with also white, and he was falling. Then they became some ashamed. They came out of pond. They took their garments and they on the hidden in any tree, say, and they were doing pranam to Vyasa. Vyasa, they came nearer to them and asked, "My dear daughters, why you assembled with me? I am so much old, and my son, his age is like 12, he is naked, and he is going, you have no for her, he, and now, why you are assembling? You can come in my lap, like father and mother, more than that, and you are assembling with me." They told that your son, being at the age of 12, he was nothing to ask with us, that who are you? You are wood or stone or anything. And he was in trance like that, and he was going. And you saw that we are girls, and you are coming to me and asking why. So you have sense that we are ladies, and you are male, and we are female. So you have some. What is same, he doesn't, never knows that. What is same? Like this cloth, his body is there. Nothing to cover. This body is also like cover. So what is the use of cover to cover? So he is going, and we have no shame. But now, looking you, oh, you are saying that you were naked, and after that you became covered, your this body. That is why. But Sukadeva Goswami went in this very deep forest, like birds here and there. Next day, Vyasa wanted to search that forest and to bring. So he took one poem of Srimad Bhagavatam and gave it to the hunters, that you should go, and this is a very powerful mantra. If you will chant this mantra in forest, all kinds of birds and what you want, all will be collected very easily. So you should go. And he went, and they began to shout this mantra. Varaha pidam natavarbapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradvasah kanakkapisham vaijayanti jamalam Randran Venu Radhar Sudaya Puriyan Gopabindai Bindaranam Sabadaravanam Pravishata Gita Kirito. This is the best sloka for the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is going with lakhs and lakhs cows, with lakhs and lakhs cowherd boys like Dham, Sidham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Madhumangal, Suval, and all others, Arjun, Ujjwal, playing them with them and shouting sometimes. Cows like dhiri dhiri means slowly, they become not running here. Tiri tiri, oh, you want to take water? Tiri, come on. In the bank of this pond to Yamuna. Niri means, oh, you should take water. Choo, and drinking like this, playing with his voice. All boys are clapping sometimes and dancing with Krishna. They are going one forest to another forest. Krishna, these clothes are like very lightning.
Thunderbolt.
And his body is like Meghasyam. Meghasyam means?
New cloud.
Not black. So much beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful. Not black. But love, and new clouds, taking full of so much water there, as if water is going to come rain. Sorry. And Banmala is there. Banmala means?
Five
five or seven kinds of wild flowers, and some tulsi manjari is there, and bees are hammering on these, humming, and all the boys are Kanaiya, 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 Jai Kanaiya Lal ke, doing this, and thus Krishna is going. And some footprints are there, and in footprints are, there are 19 kinds of symptoms: Vajra, Bhaja, Ankush, Pataka, and so. Everything is there. So he is doing pranam to this. Also Brahma is doing Namidhyate Abravapuse Taridambaraya Gunjavatant Paripachal Sanmukhaya Sanmukhaya Kalapeta Vetrabeshana Venu Lakshmasriye Midupade Pasupangajaya. So many, but this sloka is most powerful. Hearing this, he came at once. From where you learnt this sloka? Oh, my Gurudev has taught. And so many birds came in their nest. Then they became so happy, and he told that, I want to meet your Gurudev, but what is the quality? This is the shape of beauty of Krishna. But how merciful he is, I want to know. Then went to Vyasadeva and were very happy that so many birds have come in their nest. And they told that a very beautiful boy came to us naked, and he told that if that Krishna is so beautiful, what are these qualities? Then he told that you should read this sloka, and so many birds again will come. Then he told, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansayagayatayatta Sadhi Lebhe Gatim Tato Dhatri Achyuta Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajema Kangva Dayalum Saranam Brajema. Oh, you want to hear? So you should repeat this in the forest. That Aho Baki Stanakalakutam, Aho Baki, the sister of Bakasu, that is Putana, he took so much strong poison in her breast, and came in the shape of very darling mother, and he wanted to kill Krishna. He took at once Krishna in his or her lap and gave breast forcibly in the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna sucked that poison with her life, and he left his body and she died. But Krishna was so merciful that he made her atma so pure, soul so pure, and he gave the same position like mother. And she at once went to Golok Vrindavan, Golok, and there she became eternal like mother, Dhatri Gati. Dhatri means sometimes giving breast milk to Krishna. So Krishna is how merciful. So in this world, those who have some intelligence, they should surely do bhajan of Krishna. Those who are not serving and having no devotional service to Krishna, actually they are like a donkey without any horn. And their tail is also cutting, tailless and hornless. Especially that two legs has been cutting down. So these persons all are like donkeys, those who are not serving, uttering the name of Krishna, singing and hearing. Then he heard at once, he came. And he came to Vyasadeva, told, I want to read, study whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And he studied there. And now he is praying to Vyasadeva, I was in the way of Nirvishesh Brahma, Nirgunya Api Parinishthitah. I have so much fixed my intelligence in Nirvishesh Brahma. But this Nirvishesh Brahma is different from Shankar Brahma.
Shankar
Sampradaya. That Shankar Sampradaya are offender, but he was not offender. His Brahma was Nirvishesh, no akar, no shape, but so much qualities. His Brahma is so merciful, but Shankar nothing, having no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing, like zero of Bauddha. So much difference. And he began to study, and after that he became so learned and so sweet, knowing all the rasas. And then he came in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, and he was uttering Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaur Prabhanande. Kirtan? Yes, sir. Panchatattva and then Mamam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.